This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Connie Mackey, president of the Family Research Council's FRC Action Pack. We want to get her thoughts on President Obama's speech to the nation's school children today on what for millions is the first day back for the new school year. And Connie, thanks so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
Well, obviously, this planned speech raised a lot of controversy, perhaps less for the expected content of the speech and more for the study materials that went along with it provided by the Department of Education, initially suggesting assignments included how students could help President Obama. What do you make of how this whole thing turned out?
Well, it's interesting. I'll be writing an article for our update tomorrow. I probably am uniquely positioned to talk on this subject since I was the director of President Reagan's Student Correspondence Unit for 8 years while he was president. I can tell you that, obviously, as people say on the face of it, a president addressing students is nothing wrong with that. It's always, however, with this Obama administration, the heavy-handed way in which things are done. I can tell you that we responded to thousands and thousands of school children every day under President Reagan. However, the difference here are the words invitation as opposed to imposition. It was never the case with President Reagan, I don't believe with President Bush either, that they imposed their speech or their time on students. Rather, they responded to the thousands and thousands, and I can tell you they come in at a rate of between 8,000 and 10,000 letters a day from teacher-inspired and school-inspired inquiry into the president. That is the proper way to respond, by invitation and by response. But the Obama administration, as they've done with almost everything else, have imposed their will and their thoughts and their opinions on people. And now I think there are some in the country who say, enough. We're drawing the line at the children. You can be invited in and speak as other presidents have done, but you don't automatically impose the time on the school schedule to speak to them.
In terms of what the president said today, was there anything in the speech that you thought was particularly inappropriate, or do you believe that, given all the controversy, perhaps anything that would have been considered advocacy of any sort of position was probably removed?
I don't think there was anything that would on the face of it be objectionable. Of course, people watching what the president has been, his agenda, and what it has been, had reason to worry. But I think that the voices that were raised probably helped to tame down whatever was going to be in it before, and it certainly had effect in keeping curriculum attached to it.
And in terms of what teachers should perhaps take away from this, is it just a matter of maybe disregarding some of the suggestions from the Department of Education, or should they be wary if this sort of speech is made available again?
I think that wariness is pretty good policy with its administration, just given the other policies that we've had forced upon us in a very short amount of months, so that's always a good thing. Obviously, here the president encouraging students to stay in school. Obviously, he and his wife and his family look like good role models, speaking to the better angels, as it would be in schools, is not a bad thing. It's again, it isn't as though prior to his speech there weren't thousands and thousands of inquiries being made by the president and invitations to the president to come into the homes and into the classrooms made by individuals. That will go on whether or not he made his speech, and that probably is the more appropriate way of handling communication between the administration and students.
In turn, the term indoctrination has been thrown about as a result of this address and perhaps the assignment suggestions, but when you look at the education policies of this administration and what they might be trying to promote inside our nation's public schools, is there anything in particular there that troubles you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you get into policy, there's a whole lot that would trouble me. I was part of President Reagan's staff that tried to get rid of the Department of Education, though not successful. Now you've got a Department of Education that will promote things on the social issues, either overtly or covertly, to students that we disagree with. The president on life issues has an abominable position. on marriage. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth. There are many issues that we would not, you know, want passed down to students from our perspective. That's for sure.
We know, and we've talked to some of your colleagues in the past about your concern about Kevin Jennings being at the Department of Education and his very active pro-homosexual advocacy. What have we seen in terms of the life issue and perhaps the marriage issue already being formulated into policy and perhaps being used to advocate for policy in schools?
Well, you know, they're learning, this administration, as they go. I mean, they were very obvious in what they wanted to do at the beginning, and they've learned that there's opposition out there, and so that it's not going to be as overt as you might have expected. For instance, there'll be no FOCA bill. It'll come in the back door of other bills. It'll come in the back door of other procedures in Congress and in executive order. So I think that I would just speak generally that their agenda is one of a very liberal positions on marriage and on life, as well as, frankly, on taxes and every other issue you can think of. They've learned that that coming in the front door is not going to work with the American people, and so people have really got to look and work with people like us at FRC who are going to examine the bills and look for the back doors that they're coming in with their very, very, frankly, left-wing agenda.
And for the benefit of our listeners, FOCA refers to the Freedom of Choice Act, which would eliminate basically any state-approved restrictions on abortion.
Federal and state.
Correct. So, yeah. Well, very interesting. Connie, obviously a lot has been discussed over this in the past few days, and I'm sure the conversation will continue. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Connie Mackey, president of the Family Research Council's FRC Action Pack. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.